7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and it's time for The Dubious Goals Committee. This is going to be a terrible show. Another terrible show because I don't feel very good. I made myself sick last night. It was an accident. The weather changed. It got really humid. I wasn't paying attention. I thought I could do some stuff. And, well, I was having a pretty good time, but then I started feeling kind of glorky, and, so now I'm paying for it, and that's fine. No big deal. I don't have a lot of responsibilities today. All I gotta do is, you know, hang out here in the cat factory for a while and make sure all these lazy cats aren't sleeping and still working. Because we gotta work an extra day because, you know, well, there was that whole fiasco when everybody was watching the football game, didn't get any work done. And that's why I'm here at the cat factory. And look at these guys up here. These guys are thinking they're sleeping. Hey, what the hell do you cats think you're doing? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Get to work. Yeah, there's no sleeping in the cat factory. This is for cat factory business only. Yeah, I don't care if you're tired. It's time to do some business. Well, you guys get back to work. I'm going this way. Okay, I gotta... Geez, I swear to God, these guys... Lots of cats think it's time for sleeping. It's not time for sleeping. It's time for kitty business. Right, so... One thing that I am happy about is I found another... 12-volt power supply. Another wall wart. 12-volt wall wart. Never been used. Where did this come from? Why is it here? I don't know. I was messing with my TV. I don't remember what I was doing. I was either plugging in a USB stick or something. I don't know. And I looked down and, you know, there's these parts, these cable TV parts. I have such problems with the cable company. And there's this bag. And I noticed there's a barrel connector. And I'm like, wait, what? Because my brain lately has been conditioned to identify 12-volt barrel connectors. So I said, well, what? I said to myself, and I picked up the bag, and I rummaged through this plastic bag, and there's little pieces of coax in it and little weird things. And then, yeah, there's a 12-volt wall wart in it, a 2-amp 12-volt wall wart. And I thought, oh, this is great. This is the second one I've had in I don't know how many days. Now I've got one for my breadboard. And now I've got this one that I could do something wacky with. What kind of wackiness do I want to get into with this thing? I don't know. I do not know. So I've put it here on this little thing. It's in front of my TV so I can always see it and say, hey, there's that 12-volt power supply. I could do something with that. That would be fun, wouldn't it, Peppa? Peppa is here with me in the cat factory. And she is not being a good leader. You're not being a good example for all the employees because my cat is trying to sleep. My cat is sleeping in the kitty business, Pet. That's not right. That's just something. That's... No. Anyway, the first thing I need to do is to get into some tea here. I'm back on the Gaoshan. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I need that. Oh, it's good. It's like medicine for me. Wow, I've almost returned to the land of the living. Oh, delicious. What did I come across? Oh, I stumbled on a weird website. Well, I didn't actually. I was just... Last night, I couldn't get to sleep last night because it was so humid. I was just laying here going, blah, at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm watching some video. I'm watching some synth video. Some do-it-yourself synth. Build some synth parts type of video from some guy that... I don't know. I hadn't ever seen this channel before. I'm not familiar with this person and their little YouTube channel and blah, blah, blah. And so... I don't even remember what the guy was building, but I thought, yeah, I better check this out because this might be something I need to know, right? So I was watching it, and it turns out it wasn't anything I needed to know. And it also turns out that this guy didn't really know what he was talking about, and he wasn't good at making videos or speaking to people. And so it was a terrible video, and I didn't even watch 7 minutes of it. It's like a 20-minute video. But... The one important thing that he said that I felt was so important that I needed to write it down was this website that is apparently full of do-it-yourself synthesizer plans and stuff. And it's not that I necessarily need plans. And it's not that I need schematics. What I need are PCB layouts, okay? Because I've reached a point in my life, in my synthing career, in just everything. I don't want a point-to-point wire or anything anymore. Does that mean I'm lazy? No, I want PCBs, and I want PCBs for a number of reasons. They're a little bit more stable, they can take some abuse, you can move them. And they don't break. But anyway, yeah, I haven't even been to this website yet because I'm not even sure if I have a computer that can render this website for me. But it's called USynth. USynth.net. And apparently it's pretty good. I haven't looked into it, but what I did learn was, yes, they have all kinds of fun things that you need to know. You know, so schematics, don't need them. Plans and this, that, and everything. Bills of materials and... Nah. And photographs of populated boards, which is weird to me. It's just weird. But most importantly, yeah, they got PCB layouts. It's like, oh, wow. Wow, that's really convenient for our little Tobster. So I've been thinking, might have to check this website out, see if they've got any plans that I need, and maybe I'll have to make some PCBs, which is annoying because, you know, back in the day, you know, even less than 10 years ago, all I would have to do is drive, what, a mile and a quarter? I would have to drive less than 2 kilometers to buy copper-clad PCB board and ferrous chloride, and the etchant. Everything I need to etch circuit boards, buy it off the shelf, just down the street. But no, now if I want to etch circuit boards, now I gotta go online, go on Amazon or some other crappy thing, order a bunch of crap, and then I have to fight the post office. Ferric chloride, you're a terrorist. No, I'm just, you people are fools. Go back to high school, please pass chemistry, and then come back and talk to me. Then tell me what I can't ship through the mail. And maybe if you people weren't so lazy, we could ship fluids. Maybe if you weren't throwing... I've actually been in... Okay, stop right here. I was about to tell you about all of the horrible things I've witnessed in post offices. Boy, if you think your stuff is being taken care of, you know, No. No, no, no. So anyway, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do today, which doesn't seem to be much. I wanted to do some other synth stuff too, but now I don't even remember what it was. So yeah.
We'll be right back.
Wait, what? All right, what the hell is going on here? All I know is that I'm walking through the cat factory and I'm listening to Nanga Def by YMO. Oh, that's a great song. From Technodon. I love that album. Anyway, so I'm sitting there trying to listen. Well, no, I was walking, wasn't I? Yes, I was walking through the cat factory. Listening to YMO, and suddenly I stumble across a bunch of Japanese bikini models shaving some ice. Yes, it's Kakegurui Day. Wait, no. Kakegurui means degenerate gambling. It's Kakegurui Day here at the Cat Factory. And so the Japanese bikini models are shaving some ice. Apparently this is a shaved ice battle. And the teams are Jenny Haruka and Junon against Kanae, Chiaki, and who else? Oh, Kanae. And yeah, oh no, and Miyabi. Huh. So yeah, it's a ice shaving and ice eating contest. So they've got the little penguin ice shavers. They look like Tux, the Linux penguin. You chop off the top of his head, you dump in some ice, you put the top of his head back on, and you start grinding away. Grind, 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 grind. And then you take the shaved ice, and then you put some delicious fruit-flavored syrup on it, and or some condensed milk. It's delicious. They are having shaved ice battle. Okay, well, if you can't synth battle, you gotta do something. You gotta battle somehow. Yeah, and where's this going? Where's my ice shaver? Oh yeah, it's in the cabinet. I could make some shaved ice, but I'd have to make some ice first, though. That's fairly easy. And it's oishi. That means it's delicious. Oishi. Oishi. Oh my god, they only have 1 minute left. Oishi. It's a good thing we all know how to say, oh, it's delicious in Japanese. Oishi. I'm trying to think if I have any syrups. Yeah, I've got all kinds of good stuff. What am I saying? Okay, and now they're getting brain freeze because they're eating shaved ice too fast. Okay. Oh god, it's too much drama. I can't take it. Okay, that reminds me of some other good news that I have. Some good news and some weird news. First, the weird news. This clock that's right here, my alarm clock. This LED, the cheapest possible LED alarm clock you could ever buy. It's starting to flake out. I noticed this a couple days ago. 2 days ago? 2 nights ago. Some of the LEDs in the most significant digit seemed to be shorted out. Or at least I thought it was. You know, 'cause last night at about 12, I don't know what time it was. It was like 12:26 or 12:28 or 12:20. I don't know, because the last number is messed up, right? Right now, it looks like the top LED is brighter. It looks like it's shorted out, but then But then last night, I look at the clock at 1:08 a.m., and the 8 is perfectly formed. And I thought, no, wait, that's not weird. If it was burnt out, then we wouldn't be able to... And so it was sort of working. And now I'm looking at it, and it's wonky again. That should be a 0, and one of the segments is burnt out, and one of the other segments is too bright. Something is shorted in there. That's the unusual news. So now I don't know exactly what time it is, but I didn't to begin with because this is not my exact time clock, etc. Am I having clock anxiety? Kind of. But I'm trying to maintain. Maybe I just need some more tea. Anyway, I have some good news. Oh, yay. Oh, good tea. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, yeah. Anyway, the other good news is yesterday I emailed the emeritus and I said, hey, you know that camera you have? Does that have an external mic input or any kind of external audio input? And I got an email back from the emeritus saying, yeah, it has an external mic input, and I found a video about how to set it up. And so I watched this video, and no, this is not good. This guy's an idiot, doesn't know what he's talking about. He can't figure out why his Apple Macintosh microphone, you know, the four-conductor Apple kind, why doesn't this work? And he's got a three-conductor adapter on it, and he can't figure out why this won't work in his... Oh, it was painful. It was painful to watch. Regardless, I did learn something important because I'm thinking, an external mic input doesn't do me any good. I don't want to have to deal with, you know, knocking a line level signal down to mic level just to plug it into the camera. Now I got to buy more adapters, and the more adapters you have, the worse it sounds, and more cables and more connections and all this stupid crap. But, while the guy was showing the screen where you set the recording level, there was another option under there that said attenuator. And I thought, maybe the camera's got a built-in attenuator that can knock the line level down to mic level. Why do we need this? Because I want to make some music videos. Yes, they're going to be the worst music videos you've ever seen. All I really want to do is have visual while you are also hearing my music. So my plan that I wanted to do was just be, let's just plug the output of the mixing board, a nice line level signal, directly into the camera, and then we're good. That's a lot to ask, especially for consumer equipment. But this camera that the emeritus has is actually pretty damn good, and so I was thinking maybe about it. So it's looking like this may work. This may just work out. Which means what? Which means we're probably not too far out from having some kind of weird Tobe video. How am I going to get it online? I have no idea. How am I even going to get it out of the camera? I have no idea. This is going to be a task. Do I even have the cables I need? I don't even know. I've got so many cables and so many parts to buy, and I just keep putting it off, and keep complaining about it, and I keep putting it off, and I keep complaining about it, and I keep putting it off, and I keep complaining about it. I got to buy some gasoline. Oh, God. Just thinking about all the money I don't have. But it's going to be winter soon. Summer really depletes the old Tobster's bank account for a lot of reasons. But, yaza. So, what was I talking about? Yeah, the camera. I don't have the camera in my grubby little hands yet, so I don't actually know what it'll do. But I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about these things and been thinking about how to hook stuff up, how to do the thing, how to do the blah blah. And I'm thinking about, okay, now once I actually have a camera in my hands, what am I actually going to video? How is this going to be any different than a still camera? Well, my basic plan is to set up a tripod right about here and point the camera towards my window in this room. It's a big window. It's practically the entire wall where I have some vertical blinds hanging down, and I'll do this at night. And then under the camera, I'm going to position an old school, literally from an old school, overhead projector, and I'll put some gels on it, because I've got tons of gels. I'm a lighting guy. I'll put lots of colorful gels on it in some kind of weird and mysterious manner, and then I'm going to project this onto the blinds. Then I'll open the blinds so you can't see what's being projected. Then I'll start up some synth music. You gotta understand, my synth is over there. That's where the synth zone is, and I can sit in front of there, and you can probably see the top of the back of my head as I synth. Maybe you'll be able to see some of the LEDs on the synth. It has so many colorful flashing lights on it. Oh, I do love all the LEDs on my synth. It looks so cool in the dark. I'm a simpleton. I really am. So yeah, I'm gonna make some synth music, synth videos. And what am I gonna do with these videos? I don't know. They're probably gonna be about 5 minutes long. They're gonna be full video, so they're gonna be super huge. I don't have any computers that have enough memory to even hold these. So these videos are probably going to have to stay on SD cards. How am I going to get these? If I can figure out a way to plug the camera into a Raspberry Pi, then I might be able to SCP the videos to SDF, but once I have them on SDF, how the hell, So yeah, a lot of grandiose ideas and a lot of skill to be able to pull it off. But then even if I actually manage to produce anything, there's no way I can get anybody to see it. That is the predicament that I have. What a waste. What a waste of ability. What a waste of talent. What a waste of production value. What a waste of time. What a waste of a human life. That's what I do. I waste things. Like your time. Because you, my friend, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC for no reason. I'm not getting any money. I don't have anything to show for this. Why do I produce this crap for...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.